An East Nashville neighborhood is at odds over bike lanes. A group of residents and local bike commuters have been pushing to install the lanes in Cleveland Park, but another group of vocal longtime residents strongly oppose the project. As WPLN's Mayor Benight reports, the issue signifies a much deeper rift in the community.
The one-mile stretch of Cleveland Street between Ellington Parkway and Dickerson Pike is a thoroughfare of this East Nashville neighborhood.
It's kind of the critical connection between McFerrin Park, Cleveland Park neighborhoods, Dickerson Pike, and then over to Gallatin.
That's Nora Kern, a Cleveland Park resident and the executive director of Walk Bike Nashville. She and others are fighting to add bike lanes to this strip of road, especially since the city is about to repave it. For Kern, it's a way to make the streets safer for everyone. But for neighbors like Sam McCullough, it's anything but safe.
Well, it all started one morning, on a Monday morning.
Last year, the city decided to add bike lanes near the same spot. But to do it, they took out the four-way stop sign without any notice. Chaos ensued.
And people were near missing. Some weren't missing and they were wrecking. Then it was disaster.
He and other neighbors fought to get the stop sign put back, and it was. So when this new plan emerged, many residents already had a bad taste in their mouths about bike lanes, and so they dug in their heels, and their councilman, Scott Davis, agreed, blocking the measure. But bike lanes were just a small piece of a much bigger issue. There were all those other changes in the neighborhood. The rising rent, the new tall, skinny homes popping up, the harassing calls from real estate developers. McCullough's family has lived in this neighborhood for four generations, as have many others, and they've stuck it out through ups and downs. Like when the neighborhood got really seedy and dangerous, when prostitutes walked the streets, bullets flew through windows, and drug addicts swiped residents' patio sets just to get a fix.
We have lived through so much over here that at some point you just have to push back and just say, enough is enough. We're here and we're going to be heard. Because if it hadn't been for the work that we did, you would not see this neighborhood looking like it does today.
The biker, Nora Kern, understands this pushback, but says it could end up hurting the neighborhood.
You can't change anything. You can't make anything better. You can't invest in the neighborhood because any investment could draw, you know, people who have more money.
For now, the bike lane project is at a standstill. And for McCullough and his neighbors, they'll still take every chance to hold tight to the neighborhood they fought so hard to build. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mayor Benight.